Hey everybody, thank you for joining Love Talks today. I am so excited to have one of my closest friends on this podcast. His name is Ryan Chen, and he is just one of the most on fire radical lovers of Jesus that I know. And today we are going to just have a talk with you with God. We're just going to let God talk about whatever he wants to talk about, because I tend to find that when I sit with Ryan, God just comes through our conversations in a way where it can go from North Dakota to Arizona all the way to California and to Colorado. Like, I just feel the heart of the Father so much on this podcast today. And I want to say before, you know, we start this, that if you really feel like you need to be loved, that this podcast is for you. So I'm just so excited to have you today, Ryan. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me, Danielle. It's been such an honor just being your friend and just really getting to know you. And I've just loved our times of talking together. And I just believe as we conversate today that the Father is just going to release his heart. And I just believe as we talk today that the Father is going to release identity over those that are listening to this podcast right now. And so thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so I guess the first question, you know, that we'll kind of go off of is, you know, you talked about the love and you talked about identity. And for those, you know, there's going to be a lot of people that listen to this that already know God really well. But there's also people that aren't going to really know Jesus, or maybe they've just kind of maybe given him a little wink. And there's just going to be others that have just, you know, accepted him into their hearts. And there's a lot of lingo going on in the church right now that people don't understand. And one of those words is intimacy with the Father and intimacy with Jesus. You know, sometimes we think of Christianity as this religion where we just do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. But we have both been brought into this place in the Father's arms of intimacy. And so if you could just share a little bit of your own personal walk in finding out what actual intimacy of the Father is, maybe giving an example or however, you know, the Lord wants to lead you in that, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for asking that question. So I guess I would first start off with just a short, real short version of my story of being a drug addict for so much of my life, and finding short moments of fulfillment. It was always a shortcut to a moment of fulfillment, but I was always fully empty. I was always completely empty. So even when I got radically saved and radically set free, I found that I began to really find fulfillment in the things that I could do for God. I found fulfillment through praying for people, or through getting accurate prophetic words, or through seeing miracles, or through just being in community in church, thinking that those would be the things that would fulfill me. And these were all lesser lovers. And so really, Jesus began to take me into a journey where he began to show me that if the things that he gave were going to be the prize, that they would never fulfill. And so there was times that I began getting so involved with ministry and different speaking engagements and going out and doing many treasure hunts and seeing many people saved and healed and delivered. But what was happening was I was coming back home and I would feel an emptiness in my heart. And this was something that deeply bothered me, because I was doing all of the right things that a Christian should do. I was doing reading my Bible, I was worshiping, I was going out and doing all the things that I knew to do that was right for someone walking with Jesus, yet in my heart feeling empty. And so this was really where the journey of discovering intimacy was found, because I found that my heart wasn't fulfilled.
Wow, you know, yeah, whew. I mean, I think a lot of times we equate intimacy with performance. You know, like I had a father, but I didn't have a father that showed me intimate love. Mm-hmm. So when I got saved, I was like, well, I want you to love me, so I'm going to do as much as I can do to show you that you love me. And, you know, there's a breaking, I think, that he's been doing and he is continuing to do in our hearts, where he's like, I don't need you to do these things. There's a different place. There's an actual place of intimacy. And I think we can both agree that before that, you know, we've never really fully experienced an intimacy like we have with Jesus. So I guess today for the listeners, you know, how would you say God has revealed his intimacy to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is how I would say God has revealed his intimate heart to me. I believe that the biggest thing that a Christian is called to do is to enter into rest. And the biggest thing that we are called to do is to receive the love of the Father, and to receive the Father's love. And so everything that we do comes out of a place of receiving. So we don't love others out of love that we're not receiving. And so because the Father loved us first, then we love others. So I think there's such a revelation in rest and receiving. And this is actually the true place where we learn how to trust the Lord, is in the midst of rest. So people don't trust the Lord with all their hearts, and they don't lean upon their own understandings. They don't acknowledge him in all their ways, and so their paths are not straight. And the reason being this is because we're so anxious trying to do things for the Lord and trying to cause God to move when he's already wanting to, when he's just wanting to love on us and for us to fully be who we are. He's not wanting to command us this way or that way, or force us into different situations, but he's actually just desiring for us to receive love. And as we receive love from the Father, we look like him. And then wherever we walk, we respond like him. We treat other people like him. And we become his hands and feet without trying, if that makes sense.
It does. I have a question, though, that I feel like a lot of people are probably wondering is, did you struggle with this process, or did it just come naturally to you?
So there came lots of difficulties in my own process of finding this. I think number one was just being really distracted, and also leaning on the feeling of the presence of God over the nature of who God says he is in his word. And so a lot of this generation is so experience and feeling oriented, which this is not a negative thing at all. But I've also seen the thing that's taken me into the greatest level of encounter wasn't just the experience alone, but it was a revelation and a knowledge of what's in the word of God reaching my heart through an encounter with Jesus. And so, you know, it says in the Bible that you shall know the truth and the truth will set you free. Now, it's not the truth that you know in your mind that will cause you to walk in freedom. It's the truth that you've experienced. And so what I realized was I had the right theology about God, but I hadn't experienced God in that type of way. And so the really cool part, and I would encourage other people to do this, was I began in this season to press into a lot of people that were already there. And so there were certain ministers of the gospel, guys like Graham Cook, Michael Koulianos, and you know, guys like Sean Bowles, and just others that I really looked up to, Eric Gilmore, that were just already walking in this revelation. And so what I started to do was I just started to listen to a lot of their teaching. And what I found was teaching is a seed. And so it's a seed that takes time to water. And so I had the desire probably more than 2 years ago strongly. And I hadn't started to even walk in the fulfillment of that desire, and not even fully now, but it took about 2 years for a lot of those seeds planted from the teachings, and then me just getting into the presence of God, believing him for who he was. And so what's the answer? If I have no desire, I come to him for desire. If I have desire, I come to him for more desire. We don't come to Jesus because we're holy. We don't come to Jesus because we're righteous. We don't come to Jesus because we're the greatest things in the world, but we come to Jesus because we're broken. And he makes us whole. And even in our great seasons, when we're having desire, we still come to Jesus and he gives greater desire. So what's the solution? The solution is always the same. And so what I've learned in my walk that's really developed deeper desire and going not just at a surface level, but deeper and deeper, is consistency. And so I made it a point to just start to show up and to show up consistently, day after day. And this might sound like legalism, but I set, because I knew there was delight in the Father, I set my heart just to, I created time. And even when I didn't feel it, I just made the time and I showed up. And the Father started to show me later on. He said, remember all of those times that you showed up and you felt nothing, and all of those times that you were actually thinking about Facebook and Instagram and all this other stuff while you were in my presence. The Father said, like, I was just so happy that you showed up. I'm so happy that you just tried. And I'm just happy that I just wanted to be with you. It wasn't even about you having this crazy experience, but I was just happy that, like, you put the time aside to, like, spend with me. And I just love it when you show up. And that was when that revelation really started to kick in. Like, the Father is so excited to be with me, and it doesn't matter what type of day that I've had, what sins I've committed. It's not on the contingency of my performance, but that he's already pleased with me before beginning. That Jesus is in me, and he looks at me like he sees Jesus, because Jesus lives in me and I have faith in him, and I'm accessing this by grace. And so it's completely not by works. It's access by grace, and it's access by knowing that the Father loves Jesus who's in me. And so he loves me like he loves Jesus.
That's so good. You know, I think sometimes, especially in the culture that we are in and the generation that we're in, the biggest, you know, a lot of times, you know, if you've been with Jesus a long time, you think that serving is the greatest sacrifice. When in reality, like, you know, as you were talking, I was like, you know, our time is actually the greatest sacrifice that we can give to God, you know. And it's not about, you know, how many times a day you meet with him or how long you meet with him. It's just about meeting with him, you know, and just loving on him. Kind of going on a different track, but same concept of intimacy with God, you know, I just kept really feeling this question in my heart is, have you ever had a time, you know, because, and this goes with what you're saying, you know, it's not about feeling, it's about just being with him. But have you ever had a time where just you're going through a season or maybe just a situation and you just felt God was really far away? And if so, what did you do?
And again, I would say my answer's always, it's been very simple. There has been many seasons in life where I didn't feel close with the Lord. But what I knew was if I showed up, he would show up. And so what I've done in most every area in life that I knew I was called to, I just made the decision to show up. And so a lot of times love is a decision. Like, love is a feeling, but it's a decision first. And then the feeling follows. And so in those seasons, you know, there were certain seasons where I completely stepped out of, like, all ministry. And that was actually when I met you in that season. And in those seasons, I just made it a point to show up, even though I didn't feel like it. I had no desire to, actually. And I was going through, you know, just depressive thoughts, and I was just feeling so discouraged. But I just knew beyond what I was feeling, I just knew that the Father still wanted to be with me. And so I trusted his nature above my own judgment of my feelings at the time.
So good. Yeah, I ask because, you know, a lot of times people will get frustrated or they'll get discouraged when they're going through a time and they're just like, I feel like God's far away. Like, what do I do? And really the answer is just continue, you know, like you said, just continue being consistent and just loving him. I've been married for a very long time with my husband for 20 years and we show up every day on the couch at least, you know, we hang out. We don't even have to talk. That's the beautiful thing. Like when you're intimate with somebody and you know somebody, you don't have to say a word in order to have, you know, time together. And I think sometimes we think we have to shabba baba or, you know, talk to him or do stuff when really he's saying, just come sit with me, you know? Wow, that's so good. You know, I would really love before we end this to just pray for people, you know, to go into a deeper intimacy with God, not necessarily even to encounter them, but really to just have them, you know, just have that grace to go deeper. And also to just, you know, against discouragement or against, you know, just disappointment or depression or anything that they're going through. Would you lead us in some prayer, Ryan?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so if you're listening to this right now, I would just encourage you to place your hands over your heart. And I'm just going to pray. Father, we love you and we thank you for you. And we thank you that you are the greatest price. And Lord, I just thank you for each and every listener. I thank you for their hearts. I thank you for the ones that are going through difficult times. I thank you for the ones that are having beautiful seasons with you. And I pray for each and every listener that right now, Lord, that you would release mantles for intimacy, that you would release a fresh grace, a fresh, just a refreshing, Lord, over all of those that have felt discouraged in your presence. Lord, over all of those that have that need a second wind, Lord, I just pray for that to come on them right now. I just pray for a fresh fire. And Lord, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would take each listener to that deeper place, Lord, that you have personally with them. Lord, that you would take them each to a deeper place than they have gone before. And so, Father, I just thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you would just release your loving heart, your father heart. And I thank you that you would release your proud heart, that even right now as people have their hands on their chests, Lord, that you are saying to each and every one of them, son, I'm proud of you. Daughter, I'm proud of you. And I'm excited to be with you. Lord, I pray right now for the excitement of the Lord to arise. But your excited desire for them, your excited desire to be with them. Lord, I pray that even right now that you would initiate your pursuit of each and every listener. Lord, I bless each and every person that's listened to this podcast today, and I pray all these things in Jesus' mighty name.
Wow, thank you so much for joining us. I know we will have Ryan back again because he's just so amazing, and there's just so many different things we could talk about. But until next time, shine brightly, beloved.